and welcome to the God is a Geek podcast. My name's Adam Cook, and it is episode, as I look over there, 408, and we are all here. There are four of us right here, and since I can see him on my screen right now, I'm going to say hello, Christopher Hyde.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm marvellous, mate. I nearly introduced this as the Spelunky 2 release date podcast, because goddamn, that really, you know, I was going to, there's a whole spiel. It was going to be like, hey, and welcome to the Spelunky 2 podcast. We've got the release date, and that's the end of the podcast, and wasn't funny, so I dropped it. But I've done it now, Chris, so...
Still wasn't funny.
No, still wasn't funny. Welcome there to Mick Fraser.
Hello, how are you?
Right, you look, I mean, for those watching on the video, you've got a can of Monster. He looks like he's sat in the dark. It's all good. And
I'm always sat in the dark.
You're just in the dark. You may have just seen a glimpse of, but you may not have heard, Adam Carroll. How are you, mate?
I'm okay. I haven't played the first Spelunky. I really should.
What?
I mean, you broke my stride there, because when you said I'm okay, I was going to say, I know immediately that's a complete lie. Mm. But it's, forget that. You haven't played Spelunky.
No, I have
at
not.
At all.
No, I know we're going straight into game talk, which, how bad. But yeah.
People don't tune in for this, Adam. What have you done?
Spelunky 2, when it got announced, I was watching it, and I was just, or that trailer that was shown, I was at the recent State of Play. I was like, that looks really good. And then I went, do you know what? I never played the first Spelunky.
How?
I don't know how.
Because it was a PlayStation
Plus game? I played Braid and things like that.
It was.
You know,
it was a Plus game. That's, when I played. 8 years ago.
I would think so. I mean, you like Super Meat Boy, you know, that's a difficult game. But, like, this is... I think you'd love Spelunky. Like,
I can't do it. I can't. I tried to play
I've
Spelunky,
never finished
and
it.
I couldn't do it. I just gave up after. I don't even know how long I played it for. It beat me.
What is this?
I should imagine for 15p. You would absolutely love Spelunky. I'd really be surprised if you didn't love Spelunky.
I think I've got it on the Vita.
Yes, on the Vita. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think that's where I played a lot of it, actually, because it was around...
Is it on Switch? Is it on Switch
No, it's not. That's the one I've always thought, why?
Yeah,
but I guess he's developing Spelunky 2. We didn't actually plan on talking about Spelunky 2, or Braid, for that matter, which is being re-released next year as well. The State of Play happened.
I can't believe that game was... Was it 2008?
Yeah, that's... Doesn't seem possible, but it's
no.
Over... No. Well, it must be like a... What was it? A 15-year anniversary or something? But either way, it seems
either way, it
crazy.
Seems way longer. I was like, what? It's like, because I remember the time of that, you know, coming out, and then we had like Indie Game, the movie, and things like that. And
yeah, which there's a quote from God is a Geek in that. Did you know that? That's
Indie Game, the movie.
Yeah, they never asked for permission, which is fuck it, whatever. And I never knew about it until I watched the movie, and I was like, that's my quote from Super Meat Boy review, which is and it's just in there, and the text's on screen, and everything. I just didn't know it. It doesn't matter. I'm not. This isn't like we're coming
for
you,
lawyers. I bought the Blu-ray of it, and it cost me like £60 or something.
But no, if you when there's like just loads of little sort of B-roll and they quote, you know, I think the quote is nothing short of. I can't remember what I said. It was a long, long time ago, but it was really weird when I was like, wait, unless someone else wrote that exact line, but it's definitely in there. Anyway, we're here to talk about games, and a game that has been coming, feels like it's been coming for quite a while, Mick Fraser. You have recently had a chance to... I haven't actually myself had a chance, but... Marvel Avengers. Crystal Dynamics game, the one that's currently... Well, currently was on PS4 in beta. I feel like there has been an enormous amount of negativity around this game. So are you going to join that? Or are you going to... No, okay.
No.
But before we start then, right, I just want to say this. Before we start, the thing is... I think a lot of the negativity is coming from people who had different expectations. Mm-hmm. There was a point where Mick Fraser... Well, there you go, Ad. Yeah, like, you know, you're putting your hand up. But, like, Mick and I talked about this. But there was a point where they showed this game off where I was like, this is Destiny. And those loot... Not shooter in this... Well, I suspect they're shooting because of Iron Man. But those looter grind games, I suppose, games as a service, are not... Uncharted, they're not The Last
this
of Us,
is,
they
this
are.
This is the thing, yeah.
And I wonder if people played it and they're like, oh yeah, it's really bland and the missions are boring. It's like,
Can I just... I want to know what has been the overall negativity towards it. Because what I find fascinating, because of this being Avengers, I find that like, I don't know, I think Avengers can just get away with everything.
I'll tell you what, the main things I've seen, people are saying it's boring,
Boring,
again, it's a grindathon game. But that, and it is safe, but it's a grindathon game. I think people come into it expecting it to be another Marvel Spider-Man, or they expect
it's not that. I know that from not even playing it. It's not a single player adventure game.
And I think there's an awful lot of negativity, and I find this quite well founded actually in their weird pre-order bonus scheme. This game's got pre-order bonuses for fucking everything. It's got, if you're a member of Virgin Media, if you're with Verizon, if you would, there's all these different things where if you're a member of that, you get something in game. There's so many little tiny sponsorshipy deals that are just a bit weird, and I think that's putting a lot of people off. Obviously, it's a live service game.
And of course, don't forget the, we won't dwell on this, but the fact that it's been announced that Spider-Man is an exclusive to PlayStation.
Well, yeah, exactly. You know, that's upset. But, and I'm wondering if it would be,
yeah,
so well, that it would be that, could they use the same Peter Parker from the...
Well, to me, I don't think of it as, because I know why people are upset, because exclusivity is rarely a good thing, but it does seem a little bit like it's being used against this game
more than most.
Soul Calibur, the marketing was built around it. Like, do you remember, I forget which way around it was, but some, like, Xbox may have got Vader.
Mm-hmm.
Got Yoda. But before that, even, there was like, comic book character, begins with S.
Spawn.
Yes.
Spawn. Yeah, Soul Calibur 2 was Spawn.
Yeah. Didn't one of them had Link? There wasn't Link.
Yeah, Link was in the GameCube one, Soul Calibur 2.
But I would also say that that was a case of, like, PlayStation got this character, Xbox got this character.
Yeah, it's a bit
But that's almost worse, because you can only get them both if you buy both versions then. And also, like, Mick, well, I suppose we'll get into this. Like, from playing it, which you're the only one here who has, how many characters are playable in the beta, like, right now? Like Hulk, obviously, Iron Man. So there's six characters. Yeah. I thought it was just going to be four.
No, how many characters are there? I don't know.
What, total? Oh, okay. No. Well, they haven't said.
All they've shown is the lineup, like the main lineup, the usual lot.
So who are the six, Mick? Hulk, Iron Man.
Hulk, Iron Man, Black Widow, Captain America.
Of course, yeah, Cap.
Thor,
and Kamala Khan. Mm-hmm.
That's five.
So Ms. Marvel. That's six. Hulk, Iron Man, Thor, Black Widow,
Captain America.
What I forgot again, and Kamala Khan. So yeah.
Okay, sorry, I've got my brain's not working.
I tell you what, as well though, right? Like, this is like going back to what you said about like the Spider-Man exclusivity and things like that. I feel like this game, right? People are just coming for. Like, they've decided...
Oh, big time. This is the
new kid in the playground, which is going to kick shit out of
them. It's going to be that, and it's going to be Assassin's Creed this year.
Yeah, and I mean, to be honest, right, this game, I've played quite a lot of this. I've played the beta, I played every story thing that was in the beta, and then I've played loads of the side stuff. And you know what? If people are suddenly going to start acting like Marvel is a thinking person's property, they're kidding themselves, right? This game is like the movies. and I don't mean, I'm not saying it's as good as the movies. Don't come to me.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, it's just spectacle. That's all it is. Like, you know, it's all big cutscenes and big fights and the characters in it. And they've done a bit of work on the character models, I think, since that first reveal. They look a little bit less bland, if that's possible. But some of the characters are quite good. I really like Banner. In this, I really like the way the guy who's voicing Bruce Banner voices Bruce Banner, not the Hulk. That's just Hulk. But
wait. So you're not Hulk all the time if you play Hulk.
No, well, you are if you play as him. Scenes, you're Hulk scenes. In cutscenes. It's Banner. So
no, it makes sense.
And Banner's kind of been pushed front and center as like the mentor, or it seems that way in the beta. I don't know.
Feel that in the movies he was one of the best characters, like characters?
Yeah, and he is in this. He's still got, and I've got the guy kind of riffs off Mark Ruffalo. He's got the same of like shy, looking down, awkwardness. Doesn't really meet anybody's eyes. He's got that kind of, and you basically see him sort of with Kamala quite a little bit in the cutscenes. She's all right. She's quite an annoying character. I think people are going to really dislike her. I do. I really do.
No,
because
the way you were so blasé about that. Like.
She's so fangirlish, and it's really quite annoying. There's a bit in the beta where, without spoiling anything, because it is in the beta, so there's a bit where sort of you're looking around this old base, and then she triggers something, and Nick Fury appears, right, on screen.
Okay. Is that... What is it? Not Samuel Jackson, I'm guessing.
No.
Just to be clear, there's nobody in
absolutely not. Okay. No, it's completely different people.
Which I still think is a bit poopy bum bum.
It's not great, yeah. But so, yeah, Nick Fury appears on screen, and he's basically saying, you know, if you're seeing this, then I'm probably dead, in one of those, like, I've left this message from one of the great. And she just starts fangirling at it. And I'm thinking, sometimes it's not appropriate to be doing that. Like, we think... Like, the audience is being told this character may possibly be dead and he's left you a message from beyond the grave. And you're getting all like, oh my God, it's Nick Fury. I can't. And it's like, it's just weird and out of place. And there's quite a bit of that with that character. And I get what they're going for. They're definitely going for, in my opinion, they're trying to get some of that Tom Holland hero worship stuff like they did with Spider-Man, which worked really well for Spider-Man because of the context it was in. With this girl, I mean, this game's set after, like, 5 years after the Avengers were completely and utterly fucking taken down. Like, that's the opening scene, is that they were framed for this massive thing, kind of similar to the beginning of the Civil War, except then the government stepped in and actually legislated it, and now they can't do anything. So people don't like them anymore, and yet she's just running around all giddy that she's working. It's a bit weird. So, but it's no context. Like, there's a time jump, so you don't know what the story is in between the beginning and where Kamala is. So I don't know. I'll give that the benefit of the doubt, but I think they've done really well. And this is the thing as well. This is not a single-player game. So this is not another Batman Arkham.
It can be played.
Yeah, it can be. But what I'm saying is it's not designed for that, really. Like, it's not another Arkham game. It's not another Marvel Spider-Man. It's not like that. It's not focused on the single player.
Are they trying to go for a DC Universe Online? But obviously...
I don't think so. No, I think they're going for a Destiny model. I think the idea is that you've got classes. Each character is a complete, like, this is another good thing that people aren't really talking about much. I'm really impressed by how different every character is. Like, fair enough, every character's got a traversal move. So Iron Man and Thor can fly. Like, you can just press the button, lift up. There's no timer on it. You don't run out of rocket fuel. You can just fly.
Thank God they didn't have
You can, so obviously Black Widow, she's got a little grappling hook and she can swing. Kamala Khan's got her arms, and you've got the Hulk, which can, he can literally just, there's like these walls with scratchy surfaces that he can just bound on and grab and then jump to the next one. And so when you're playing as Hulk, you feel that weight, you feel really powerful, and obviously, and everything's destructible. So in the fights, you're just mashing everything, everything's exploding. And then when you go in with like the sort of the same type of mission with Black Widow, it's very different because she's got, like, her abilities stun the enemy, and she's very quick, and she's got guns.
Something I was curious about is that, as far as I'm aware, you can't... So say the four of us are playing, and my character's Hulk, but so's yours, Mick. That doesn't work. Hulk. The only worry I would have of that is that this game looks, from what I've seen, one that's kind of not, I don't want to say rife with microtransactions, but currencies. Like, you create your Hulk and you put a lot of hours, like you would in a Destiny, you put a lot of hours into your Destiny avatar. And then we want to play together, but I play as Hulk too.
Yeah, no, this is a bit of a bone of contention, actually, because you don't. Because, like, every character, this is another thing that's pissed people off. Every character's got its own, like, battle pass system, right? Every individual character has...
Sorry, every character?
Every character. So, like, you know, if you go into Fortnite and you see the battle pass Now, we don't know what you're paying for yet. We don't know. I think I've read that the actual battle pass itself is free. So that's just, it looks like a battle pass, but games... really it's just the progression.
But the game's a premium product, right?
Yeah.
And there's a battle pass that's
It's weird. It's hard to describe.
But that's like trying to shoehorn a mechanic into a game.
That's what it looks like, right?
Right.
They've taken it looks for all the world like the Fortnite battle pass, where you've got every level
level
is
up
like
to level one. So you'll here's get a new outfit. Yeah,
so
then you'll get
here's like a skin. There's an emote. There's a name card.
Right.
But every character's got one. Now I think those things are free. But I think the premium.
Why
I think
it, really, that sounds confusing.
Yeah, it is
that
a bit
like
confusing.
This is out
like
three and a half weeks. Why isn't this information?
Well,
like,
but this sounds like they've misunderstood, because that sounds like they've taken what a battle pass they think it is, but they've used a battle pass instead of an XP meter that
goes
up
when
you level up.
Level up stuff. Yeah, wouldn't that be simpler? Unlock an emote or something. Yeah.
But that's what it is. That's essentially what it is. So as you're leveling up, you're unlocking it. But they presented it. Well, I don't know if they have, but saying that's what like. That's what it looks like. You know what I mean? I'm not saying it's
misinformation, Fraser.
We're getting so angry at Battle Passes here. It might not be a Battle Pass.
No, I said it's like over and over again. That's what it looks like. So it's how it's presented on screen, it looks exactly like a Fortnite Battle Pass. It's got a row of things with 1, 2, 3. Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Sorry, Mick, hang on 2 seconds. I just want to tell you, I've just Googled Avengers Battle Pass, right? Do you want to know what the first result is?
Right. You
Fortnite Chapter 2 Season 3 Battle Pass gameplay trailer from PlayStation 17th of June 2020. Marvel's. It's not even like. I even put Avengers is the first word, and the first result was Fortnite.
Yeah, I don't know what it is called, but that's what it looks like. And every character's got one. And in amongst that, there's. Now, it doesn't show you in the beta because they're very clever with this. It doesn't show you what you have to pay for and what you get for free. So in the beta, everything's free. Like it just says free. Under it, right? So you can just keep playing and unlocking. I think there must be a limit. But yeah, there's definitely a premium currency in there. Now, the thing about it is, building a unique character, like in Destiny, for example, you can just go and you can unlock different cosmetics and different armor pieces, and you can build more or less unique looking guardians with all the different colors and trinkets and cosmetics and stuff. You can't do that in Avengers because yes, there are lots of outfits for every character, but like the equipable stuff that you pick up, like you're going around and there's loot chests everywhere. So you're picking up like for Kamala Khan, she's got protective vests and she's got bangles and she's got, I think there's like 4 different things to equip for each character, 4 different slots. They don't change your appearance though, which really pisses me off in games when that happens. So but the character literally, you can't see, if you're listening, but if you can see it, the character literally she'll look at her wrist as if she's trying the bangle on, but then it doesn't appear. And it really, really irks me that they've got character models that can change because they can layer skins over them willy-nilly, and this doesn't happen. And I think that if there was a bit of middle ground, you could build sort of your unique version of, but you can't in this. And some of the skins are weird. Some of the skins are pretty cool.
And that's not going to be a beta thing because the game's out in 3 weeks.
Exactly. Yeah, I really hate it when you can equip stuff and it doesn't change your physical appearance.
A new gun and the cutscene. It's old fashioned. Yeah. It's really old in the past sort of stuff, that is.
Yeah, and this does that. And I know why, because it's in service to the fact they want you to have the skins. They want you to have, and that for me makes me think that if they really want you to have these skins, they're going to be selling some of them.
Right? But they don't want to go to the effort of programming them to actually appear in the cutscenes, though.
Yeah, well, they probably...
game that has the word Marvel and Avengers in it.
I mean, the skins you put on, that changes. But it's the other stuff is separate. So the skin is just a skin. If you buy...
So the stuff you have to pay for will appear, but the stuff you collect for free...
But man, what bothers me a little bit is that we've spent 10-15 minutes talking about this game, and I don't think we've actually talked about the game part of it yet. But that's not your fault. That's how these are the things that are presenting to you, so to speak, aren't they?
So I just want to jump in there for a second, right? Like, I haven't played this, but I've watched a fair chunk of footage, you know. And
I think you'd hate this, Adam.
I'm sure I would, Mick.
No Spelunky, that's for sure.
All I'm going to say is that like I watched like a lot of the Captain America footage and stuff around, right? I'm not saying this. As I said, haven't played it, but from just looking at this footage, I think it looks insanely repetitive and quite bland. That's just what I'm taking away from it. I think like Captain America just kept doing the same thing over and over and over again, and I'm just like, I just don't know if this is going to be everything. Like, do you know?
I didn't feel that way. And I mean, I have a different view on games to some of you guys anyway, because I like my grindathons. Like, so for me, repetitive gameplay is like a comfort zone. But I've played a lot of this over the weekend, and I haven't got to a point where I've gone, I don't want to play any more of that, and I'm going to play something else. I ignored Ghost of Tsushima last night to play this instead. And I woke up yesterday morning and thought, I've got half hour to kill, I can jump on Avengers again. So like, it has got me to that point where I want to play it. And it's, I really find it on a positive, the biggest positive I've taken away from the beta is that I've found it really, really fun to play. Like,
okay.
It's very mashy. I'm not going to even try and defend it. It's very mashy. There's rooms that are just full of enemies.
So is Diablo.
Yep. And they're coming at you. It's a loot game. It's a third-person looter. And people that are going into it going, well, you know, Marvel Avengers, Marvel Spider-Man had much better combat. Of course it did. It's not that game. It's not a game
it's a
that
single
is...
single player curated yeah, it's, experience.
It has got a storyline. The cutscenes in storyline, to me, were pretty impressive. I've got over the faces. It's a bit annoying. Mm. I cannot fucking stand listening to Thor's voice in that game. It's atrocious.
Mm. But you won't be. You won't be like... Think of it like Destiny. You know, after you finish the story, and you're going through and through and through, you won't be listening to any of that.
Exactly. And to me, it's just fun. I really enjoyed playing as every character I played with in the beta. I really like the moves they've tailored to, like playing as Hulk, and you can do that big sonic boom clap that just wipes everybody out. Cap can like throw his shield and it bounces off all the guys.
How does the frame rate hold up with all this going on?
I didn't notice any major problems. And there's some. I was playing some multiplayer games with some random people that we dropped in. And the multiplayer, the extra content is a bit of, I don't know how that's going to go. Because a couple of the missions I played were literally go into this area and wipe all these guys out. And you go into one big room and about, I don't know, 100 enemies just start piling in. And then you just, as the team of four Avengers, wipe them all out. And there's a little bit of synergy to it. There's a little bit of, it's not very nuanced, you know, but for example, Black Widow could toss a shock thing and stun a group of people. Then Hulk can dive in and wipe them all out. And it did kind of work that way. But, I mean, that was going on, and it was quite big, and it was quite loud, and it was very fast and colourful, and the frame rate didn't tank. It didn't struggle. Right. Like, I didn't notice, noticeably stutter.
The thing is, man, like, overall, for me, I think the problem this game's got isn't that it's good or bad, it's that it's not the game people want.
Yeah, they didn't... they didn't.
What do people want out of it? I would have thought that this is an Avengers game. I said this already before in the podcast, that, like, this style of game for Avengers fans... would be what they'd want.
This is Marvel Ultimate Alliance. This is
a big third-person, high budget. Except,
yeah, and that's exactly what it is. You know, it's
But I think what people want is the Batman Rocksteady treatment, but for like perhaps a co-op.
I mean,
Marvel.
I've seen
would play that. You know,
I've seen some super negative stuff about this. Oh, it's boring. It's repetitive. So is fucking Diablo. If that's your frame of mind with it, do you know what I mean?
If you don't like those games, then
but I love Diablo.
Well, yeah, I guess it is a different thing.
Yeah, but you don't like Marvel as such. You're not a big Marvel fan.
See, it helps that I am a Marvel fan. Maybe, Maybe I've been a little bit more.
No, I'm sorry. You like what you like. If you enjoy the game, then you enjoy the game. Yeah, like,
but I did.
And bullshit here.
I'm looking forward to getting hold of the full game. I'm looking forward to seeing.
Well, there's another beta weekend before that.
Yeah, there's two, isn't there? Isn't there two?
I don't know, there might be, yeah. Which
I'm
is
sure there's
thing.
Two more beta weekends.
But see, this is why I haven't dipped in, because this is what killed me with Destiny, is I played that tutorial section way too many times. Although I think Square Enix have said that you won't have to, you know, your save carries over to the beta, but not over to the final product. So.
Tell you what is cool, though. I've seen people, there's a bit in it where you can call down Veronica, you know, the Hulkbuster.
Yeah, I've seen this. Yeah.
And then if you call it down but don't get in it, someone else, anybody else's Avenger, can jump in it, including the Hulk, so it becomes that big. And I mean, that's pretty cool. I think that's quite... That's quite clear. And people didn't know that. You know, that was one of these things.
There will be bits like that in there.
Yeah,
like,
there's
one
a
of the
few
bits of info
that...
they sent us is like, there's Easter eggs. We're not going to tell you.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, there's lots of stuff in it. I think if people give it a fair shout, if you like that sort of game, sounds stupid, doesn't it? If you like that, you know, if you like ice cream, but if you like that sort of game and you're going to give it a chance, I think it's pretty good.
See, I don't think that sounds stupid, because that's like people jumping in to say, I'm trying to think of a... Do you remember, what was the Persona fighting game? Persona Arena? That's like people who hate fighting games playing that and going... you know, and you wouldn't go, oh yeah, but if you like Persona, play it. It's a fighting game. Do you like fighting games? No, you're not going to love this just because it's Persona. It was designed by like the Arxis people. It is a hardcore fighting game, and this is not Tomb Raider. This is not Spider-Man. This is not The Last of Us. It's a grinder game.
But like, all I'd say is that, like, if this Avengers game can come out and it absolutely nails this theme of game, then that's perfect. Like, that's great. I hope it does that. But I just feel deep down, it's going to become too repetitive. if the mission structure is just the same, get in, knock a load of lads around, because if they're relying on just, well, look, you're Captain America, you got a shield, and you can be Hulk and jump around the place, and if they're relying solely on that for, like, countless missions over and over, because I'm just saying, like, not comparing it as such, but, like, when Anthem came around, I would have been like, oh, that looks banging. Basically, but Iron Man
had a lot more problems.
Mm. Yeah, well, for sure, like, definitely.
Destiny. Destiny nailed the shooting. If this is feels good to play,
but Anthem's shooting was pretty tight. I felt, and I thought, like, flying around pace was cool. But like,
yeah, but
it
I
has
found it
all sorts of
fine.
Problems. But it was just repetitive. I'm sure, like, the first Destiny game when it came out was very repetitive. Like,
but it nailed the shooting.
Yeah, see, I was bored of Anthem by this point.
Yeah. Same.
In the amount of time I've spent with Marvel Avengers this weekend, I was already looking at Anthem going, I've done everything now.
But Anthem, you couldn't even fly properly. Anthem, no matter what, what were they called? Javelins.
Mm.
Every javelin could only fly for X amount of time.
Yeah. I think it was mental. I think the cool thing about this is they've obviously said there's going to be more Avengers joining the roster, whether it's paid or free, I don't know. The biggest problem for me is that you're going to have a favourite. You know, it's one of that, and like you said, you can only
almost
play...
have two, don't you?
And if everybody's got the same favourite, you're going to be going in going, well, I just want to do, you know, I want to be...
I want to be me as Hulk.
They better not. Like, I hope to God this isn't going to be another game that just, like, comes out and there's oceans of problems for people and blah, 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 and then it just starts fizzling away, and then you see just copies of Avengers going on sale for nothing, or it just goes for.
I don't think it'll do that. I've got a feeling that this game is going to be one of those that people play and complain about while they're playing it, like Destiny. Like it's still got God knows how many million concurrent players.
I think it to me, it's got it written all over it. 7 to 7.5 when it comes out, builds to a 9 over a year,
and then 2 years later, it's like 9 and 9.
Yeah, they're going to build on it. They're going to improve stuff, and if. And I think that Avengers name, that Marvel Avengers name, is going to keep this afloat. And I think it is. And a lot of people are going to buy it because they're fans of it. And I think the thing is, I'm not going to say that, the real fans, that's stupid. The people who really like it, let's put it that way, the people who really like Avengers and really will buy into all that stuff just because it's Avengers, they're going to have fun. I think it's a game that you can have fun with. I've had a lot of fun this weekend. I will jump on the next beta weekend just to play some more of it. I really like it. You know, it's got enough in it for me. If I was to buy this game, if I was to spend full price for this game and I get 12 to 20 hours out of the story and the side missions, and then I just peter out to do a bit of multiplayer now and then, that's no different to any other game I spend that money on. Mm. So, I don't know what people want from this. I don't know what people are saying. I don't know.
Battle Pass fun, Mick. That's what they want.
They're going to knock it, like, because of it. This is the game people are going for. And let's put it that way. This is the game that's coming out. It's got a target on its head, and people are just going to try and nail it for everything. And you know what? It's not doing anything really that a lot of other games get away with. So.
Well, I thought you almost gave the perfect segue then, because I thought you were going to say it doesn't really do an awful lot new or exciting, and I was going to go, which is a bit like another game you've been playing, Mick, isn't it?
What else have I been playing?
Tsushima.
God.
That's forgettable, is it?
I tell you what, I don't care what anyone says about this game. I don't care that it doesn't do anything particularly unique and new. I am fucking head over heels in love with this game. This is
really,
yeah, this has shot to the top of my top 10 so far this year. It's way, I love it. I love it.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you find that Mick Fraser is not on the Game of the Year podcasts, that moment
I shot to the top. I wouldn't, it's pushing into the top five easily. I really, really, really like it.
It's a good game.
Yeah, I just find every, you know, all the stuff again that, see, this is my kind of game, this sort of RPG where I can just go around and I like checkpoint games. I'm a really tedious gamer. I like, you know, I like games where there's just
a
big
like
list.
Fun and stuff,
yeah,
I like a list.
Well,
you,
I like,
the guy that got,
I like
all the feathers in Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, I like loot and I like lists and I like collectibles and I like to go and explore this game. To the exploration in this game, I like games where I can just see like a building on a hill miles away,
and that building, you can go there.
I'm just going to go to that now. Yeah, yeah, but yeah, you know,
Yeah. You're a marketing man's dream, is what you're saying.
16
right
times
there.
The detail. But no, I, yeah. And I, so
20 I'll just... times bigger than Skyrim, Nick.
And I'll go there and I'll find, and there'll be something in it that's cool. And I'll go, I'm glad I came here instead of doing the story mission. Now, I better go.
Tsushima's full of that as well.
And like, I just think, oh, and I love the combat. Oh, I love it. I really like this deck. The only thing I'm not 100% on, really,
the story
mm-hmm. is not. Like, I want to play this game and do all this stuff, but every time it's like, every time I ride through like a town and there's like that Masako just standing there going, wait, I'm like, fuck off, I'm busy, I'm going to find this spot.
I couldn't tell you who that was. I want to say that's the lady
that's the older woman who's like, who's had her clan, yeah.
The characters for me are...
Exactly, they don't, they kind
they're
of...
They're more interesting in the side quests, like, when you're doing...
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. Yeah, the tales are good. I'm working through like the archery one at the minute, which I've found...
Yeah, the tails go well.
But they sort of go away at some point, right? Glad you finished it, haven't you?
Yeah. So look, I finished it, and like I think I'm finding the most enjoyment out of the side quests right now because of like the tails you can do in any order you like, and like.
But do they go away at some point? Because like the archery one Mick mentioned, I was doing that, and I was just going, you know, it's a bit, it's quite.
I think it hits a point where you can't do any more in this area.
But that reminds me of the older GTA games where you keep going back to someone. And then they just disappear. It's like, okay.
And then they pop up later.
Yeah, is that what that is? Like, I'm not far enough along in the main story to.
So, I have finished the main story, and like, if I'm brutally honest. That is just forgettable for me. Like that.
Well,
that
Chris said to me when he finished it, "Oh, it's quite short, this game." And I was like, "It doesn't seem short." But then, is he talking about that main?
I think the main quest,
the sea credits.
Yeah, like the sea credits, it doesn't take that long.
Really?
And
how long? I won't hold you to it.
10 hours, maybe.
Wow. Yeah, Chris said 10 hours for the main story. I think he said.
I'd say it's around that, and that's not nothing. Bad whatsoever, because at the end of the day, the way the story is and the way it's just laid out, I wouldn't want it any longer. Because
I've done 12 hours and I've not done
it's not touched the main story.
The opening town.
It's not throwing
I've done two
anything.
Main missions,
it's not throwing anything like really gripping for me personally. I have to say, like, I'm at a stage now where I'm just like getting all the trophies, whatever, and so I'm doing that whole checklist thing. Now it's just like doing that thing that you're on about, Mick, that I also really enjoy when it comes to like these Assassin's Creed style games of just, cool, get all the fox dens, do whatever. Yeah. That's all grand. However, I will say there's a lot of people this year, and I'm not trying to be like, stop, no, whatever, right? People need to get their priorities straight, because there is a situation where this game is being thrown around as the masterpiece of the year. Like, yeah, it's like their favorite of the year, and you're kind of like, that's fine. You're totally allowed to say these things, right? But I'm just gonna keep having to go back to the shitstorm that The Last of Us 2 got in every aspect, right? And how Ghost Inn can get away with like repeated gameplay elements, which
people have really given this game passes. I have, you know, I'm
so, do you know, when you survey,
there's just for the record, there's another game we're going to talk about that's been getting a lot of passes.
So do you know when you survey a camp or whatever, right, and you got these like you kind of pan the camera around and you get the white kind of bubble to close in and you press X, they're absolutely dog shit.
I don't like that at all.
There's no purpose to it. You don't need that at all.
For me, it doesn't fit in that world.
It doesn't add anything. It adds nothing. He could just tell you. You go over there.
No, but I mean, like, aesthetically, like, from a... This is supposedly authentic. It feels really weird to then have... Like, this is a game that won't let you have a waypoint marker. You have to flick the thing to get the wind up. But it will let you zoom in on...
Like, I don't understand why the survey thing is laid out and how they didn't go, okay, survey the camps or whatever, and how they didn't set up, choose what you want to do.
Go, like, that's the point, isn't it?
Every time, like, I know some people might go, well, like, you know, you don't have to do that. But, like, the game, like, you get very overpowered and you'll survey the camp. And at the end of the day, you just go down and you just go, ah, fuck it, I'm just going to fight everyone, off we go. And strategy is just out the window.
Okay, like, so I thought I was playing it wrong, because I do that every... When I first started playing the game, I was using the stealth, and I was like, it's fine. It's very gamey stealth. Like, you can cheat the AI, really. Like, you can be, like, next to them and go, ha ha, and, you know, just sort of sidestep them and they still can't see you.
Yeah.
But then I was like, you know, I actually really like the combat. I'm just going to kill. And once you start leveling up the face-off thing... When you can kill three people, and then it's like you kill them three people, and that sort of silences that portion of the camp because there's no one else around. Yeah, then you're like, I'll just creep around here and we'll do that again. And
I think the stealth felt very, for me, the stealth feels very, well, not bolted on. I wouldn't say bolted on, but the stealth doesn't seem to be essential at all. Like, I know there's parts of the game where you have to do it. Like, all of a sudden, you have to be stealthy. But, like, I don't need to be stealthy. Right? No, Jin Sakai doesn't need to be stealthy. He's fucking lethal. Like, you put him in amongst, like, 12 guys. They're all dead in seconds. Mm. So why am I creeping around? Why do I have to assassinate that guy quietly and then that guy quietly when I can challenge all these guys, get him in a ring of death and just annihilate them in seconds? Because that's what I do every time I get the choice.
So, like, you get, like, even a grappling hook, right, kind of thing, which is... It's actually really fun. It feels great. It's just one of those things. I do enjoy a grappling hook in a game. And the thing about it is, though, it's not used enough. Like, they could... Like, it's missing... Ghost is missing kind of, like, moments. It's missing, like... Like, the world looks great. It's all well and truly open, like, but it looks great. But deep down, it's kind of like, all right, you've given me all these items and weapons and stuff to use, but I'm just going to go in and just, oh, there's a guy with a shield. Shield stance, triangle, 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 square, 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 and off we go.
Yeah, it's...
Like,
yeah.
And that's not... It, to me, I actually still have fun doing that. I have got into the combat. I'm enjoying it massively now, even getting over the whole lock-on thing. But it's just like... I can't really sit back and have everyone, like, just going, game of the year. And, like, as I said, the shitstorm The Last of Us gets, I just think, come on now, people, let's just kind of, like, let's see it for what it is. You enjoy Ghost. It's a damn fun game. What, but, like...
I always base everything on how much fun I'm having with it. Like, I wouldn't stand here and argue that Ghost of Tsushima was better, objectively, than The Last of Us 2. Like, but yeah. I'm having way more fun with Ghost of Tsushima.
But don't you think games aren't about... It's not... Games have changed and evolved in a way that, like, it's not just a case of, oh, Mario feels good jumping up these platforms. This is the best game I've ever played. It feels good, blah, blah, blah. It's fun. Games are, like, you know, you have games that are hardly considered games that yet you will remember them for the rest of your life because it's a different kind of experience.
Yeah.
Like Adam mentioned about,
it's even hard to put games against each other anymore. Like, Game of the Year thing, when you've played...
Especially when it comes out a month after, like, Tsushima
especially
and Last of Us.
When you're doing what we're doing and you're playing pretty much everything that comes out because you're reviewing or you know what I mean? You play a lot of games and then to lay all those out and go, right, pick your 10 favourites, it's like, well it's really different things.
It's the impossible pivot, isn't it? And like the other game Adam's got on his list here, I don't know whether, Adam, you want to get into it or not, but the pivot from one of these two games is, I mean, the one I was going to go with is, it's not maybe Ghost of Tsushima isn't Ghost of the Game of the Year, but I bet the one you ever played is it seems to be on the socials as Game of the Year, right?
Yeah.
But Game of the Time.
Before, I just want to say the last thing I say about Ghost is that I keep thinking any spare time I have of like doing with the chest, I have that feeling. You know now, Mick, what it is, right? You know, you're like,
I've got it too.
I'm gonna clear out a camp here now.
Yeah.
I got a half an hour spare jump here. And you know what's absolutely blowing my mind with this game? The loading times.
Yeah.
That the loading in this game is utterly amazing. Like, it is just
done that.
Insane how quick that game just jumps in.
Do you know, it almost makes you wonder if this is going to be one of the games that will be like ported up to PS5 because they've already kind of planned it for that fast loading stuff.
It's so impressive. But Mick, I'm looking forward to hearing more what you think personally of the story in general, if something hits you, because I was holding on to see if something would happen, like, you know, because that game starts off with the moment riding in on the horse and it's cool, but then it just never seems to ever have those.
It takes that story and then it just puts it on the shelf and says, this is the world.
Stock story in my opinion.
But everything you do kind of like on the side is almost like more exciting, like one-on-one fights and shit. You're like, oh, this feels epic. But anyway,
oh, that bit, the one-on-one duels, I'd just do them all day. Just
love
fucking
them.
Brilliant.
So much.
But yeah, I do get what you mean. But yeah, absolutely, the story is
it's not so great.
I'm not saying for the record, I'm not saying Ghost of Tsushima is my game of the year 2020. I'm just saying,
of course,
it's definitely in the running for me. I really, really like it.
Yeah. Let's talk about Fall Guys.
Ultimate Knockdown.
Knockout. The game.
Oh, Knockout, sorry.
I have never seen. Like, okay, we all knew that this was coming to PS Plus or whatever, and I'd be honest, I don't really play these types of games, not because of, like, stupid. I'm just like, I just don't go near it. Like, what's that other one that
Gang Beasts, Human Fall Flat.
I know they're funny. I know they have their gimmick and whatever, but like, it doesn't really appeal to me. But if, like, I remember that coming out on PS Plus, and then Twitter and stuff was just number one trending, and then it's getting bombed, and then the community is like, the Fall Guys community page is like getting some serious response, and they're kind of openly saying, "Oh, guys, we're getting bombed. Like, you know, please don't do it."
So, can we talk about that though briefly? Because I'm torn on that. Because you shouldn't review bomb a game. You shouldn't. You just use your time more wisely. But the game wasn't working, and people paid for it.
Okay, so if the game wasn't working, I heard that, and they were addressing this straight away. Like,
Absolutely, great. They were saying, really good communication.
"Oh, look, just stick with us." And I get it, like, because that game was up for free for anyone that was PS Plus, and I'm sure they knew that,
and they did beta tests, and the game has had. I've had no problem getting into this game. I haven't either, but I've seen a lot of people like going, "Oh, how could they possibly have known?" PlayStation Plus, it has had some serious heat the past month or so. This game,
I wonder.
It's
I wonder
not a
how
game that's come out of nowhere.
I wonder how much harm the review bombing really did it.
I mean, it's gone stratosphere.
I didn't know about it until I read that it was being review bombed, and I was
I'm seeing people, you know, it's kind of that. Oh no, don't hurt them. They're an indie dev, and it's like, yeah, we shouldn't hurt anyone, yeah, but don't hurt them. They're an indie dev. Don't have a go at them. Don't have a go at them.
But people need to chill out. Just chill out a second.
Absolutely. But on the same note, this shouldn't be a huge shock that it's been popular.
But was it review
bombed?
I
enjoy that popularity now.
Was it review bombed in the sense of like The Last of Us 2 was review bombed?
No, no, this was specifically review bombed because people couldn't get into it, wasn't it? It wasn't just we're going to attack this game because it's a woman that's got muscles or anything.
But that's like, that's a genuine concern trying
to
play
it. It's also a poor use of time that close to release game. But it wasn't review bombed on Metacritic. From my understanding, it was people on Steam, which means they had paid for the game and it didn't work. And fair enough.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Most review bombing isn't fair, but if you forget about how games
and we're all supposed to be the lovely community in that, if you bought a fridge and it didn't work, you would complain the fridge didn't work.
Yeah, but I bought Predator Hunting Grounds day one, and like the waiting time in that game for getting into it.
But you're more rational. This is what I'm saying. I'm saying I don't like this, but at the same, Chris just went, he wobbled his hand. Is he more rational? For those listening, but like, I'm not saying they're right to complain, but at the same time, I'm not. I think you're right to complain. How dare you be angry at them? Yeah. They're only a small team, but the game wasn't working for people who paid money for
it. Thing is, if your fridge doesn't work, you don't go on a website and review.
No, but what I'm getting at is that
it's
bullshit of we're okay with being anti-consumer or pro-consumer depending on who it's come from. Like, people are having a go at Microsoft, and it's like, no, but they're so pro-consumer. Look what they're doing. And it's the same with the Fall Guys. Ah, but they're only a little too. If the game doesn't work, the game doesn't work. It shouldn't really come into it how many people made it or whatever. As the consumer, the person probably listening to this, you have paid for a product that doesn't work. I would say, calm down, give it a couple of days, but that's coming from a position where I haven't had to pay for it.
See, so, I saw someone say, you know, they probably were only expecting, you know, a few thousand players. Because it was on PS Plus. They knew that people were going to be downloading it because it was free for
certain. If they genuinely thought, well, we'll get a couple of thousand people playing, they fucked up massively and were incredibly naive and didn't pay attention to their own marketing. Because this game, like Adam, we'll get back to you now. This game has been all over social media. And they've done a good job on Twitter, actually, to be fair.
I think so, yeah. I think it's been...
But of the game, what about the actual game?
So the actual game, okay, like, as I said, jumped in, did not know really what this was going to be. Booted it up, saw the control scheme was like three buttons. I was like, oh, okay,
fine.
Like, right, here's this. Like, but what am I doing? And I just jumped in, and I didn't know that it was a 60-player base kind of thing. And
platform royale. Like,
these mini games, okay, right, whatever. And the first mini game I ended up being thrown into was the one with the doors, where you have to run through the right door and break it down. And as I was doing it, and this is actually just what happened, right? I started it, started running, immediately started laughing. I just laughed out loud at the situation that was happening, the chaos that was just going on, everyone just running into the wrong door. There was humour to be had, and I can see, like I know that one of my friend's kids loves this kind of thing. He loves this kind of, like, this is, there's so much of this kind of stuff, like, on YouTube and stuff like that, like, these kind of videos. like Gang Beasts is a big part of it as well, and the kind of physics of the game is very humorous. So I did that, and I think I did a couple of rounds, and I got like the highest. Like, I got into the top 10, all right. And I see that there's a trophy for like
the crown.
Is that it? Get five first places in a row,
yeah,
or something? That,
yeah, you win by getting the crown in first place.
Good luck. That's just.
Carry on. Sorry.
Like, I don't know how. To me, that seems like really difficult. Anyway, Like I was doing some of the other ones, like the tail one, where you have to run after.
Don't like that at all. Annoying.
Just annoying.
The team-based ones bug me the most. The team-based ones don't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
Have you done the one where you have to roll the ball down the hill?
There was another one of like getting. We were all grabbing. I don't know what it was. Was it some balls or fruit? I don't know what the fuck we were getting. And running and throwing it back into our pit, but everyone was kind of like running into each other's zone and taking them. And at the end of the timer, it was just like whoever has the most wins. So here's the thing then, like, once I did this once, twice, three times and played these games, I was like, okay, I have my fill now.
Yep, absolutely.
It's not to diss this game whatsoever, but agreed. I'm not going to commit the time to it. That's just what it is.
I think it's worse than that. Well, that sounds like an awful statement.
I also just want to say that, like, last night, as I was up with a friend, we had a couple of beers, right? And I actually sat there and I turned and I went, will we play some of that game? What the fuck is the name of the game?
Fall Guys.
I was about to say Fallout. Do you want to play some Fall Guys? And he was like, yeah, cool. Yeah, we just passed the controller back and forth. I fully had it in my head that there was going to be local co-op.
No, online. You can team up. Well,
I thought there'd be like little mini games designed for just couch co-op business. No. That's a missed opportunity right there, I think. Like,
Everyone seems to care about couch co-op.
I think this game's got a few problems. I will caveat this by saying I think it's a well-made game and it's fun. Mm-hmm. But it's, for those, the amount of hype surrounding it as we talk, you would think this would be the next Rocket League, you know, the game that hit PS Plus and caught. It's not. I'm not going to eat this hat. I like this hat, but I will be very surprised if this is going to seem so harsh. And I'm pleased for the developer that they're having the spotlight on them, and it's great to see a smaller studio getting this much hype.
Absolutely.
But I would be surprised if in a month when anyone's talking about this, because I think it's got a couple of big problems. The repetition is one thing because it's a battle royale, and you know, you think about Fortnite, it is the same thing. You know, it's about the mayhem that you create within each of, you know, it's the same thing. You're dropped in, you got to get to this point, but it's the moments within the game. Fall Guys has a set amount of mini games, and the biggest problem I feel is that I don't think, and I'll prove me wrong, fine, I'll accept this. I don't think it's a skill based game. I don't think that you and I, Adam, if we were playing, all four of us were playing Fall Guys, it's not a case of, well, I've got the quicker responses and I can aim better, so I will headshot you guys and I will win. I feel like it's the one where the platforms keep going side to side and you have to balance, you know, and I got to that and I was so far into the top, I must have been, what, it was the top 20% because I got a little trophy thing. And then I was just sat there for like 3 minutes watching people fail over and over again. And I had never played it before. And then I did the next one, it was fine. And then it was like, I did this one, we have to roll a ball down the hill and it's a team-based game. And it's like, but we're not communicating in any way. And it becomes quite trolly because you're trying to get your ball down the thing and then the other teams decide it's better for them if two of them push it down the hill or the other four or five or whatever come and push yours back up the hill and get in your way. None of that's skill-based.
But there has to be some.
It's all luck-based.
It has been said, though, already, and this is where I think it is straight up a Takeshi Castle game.
Whatever it is, Ninja Warrior, whatever they're called.
But Takeshi Castle like isn't skill-based either. That is just chaos. It's just like run, try and get across things, and it's funny. And that's, I think...
Yeah, you're saying it's more Takeshi's than it is Ninja
absolutely,
Warrior.
Absolutely,
yeah, you're right.
That's where this... Like, that door game that I was talking about, that is actually
it's literally in Takeshi's Castle.
It is,
And this is why your point about local multiplayer, couch cult, whatever you want to call it, it's a party game. It's not about, oh, I'm going to spend 20 hours in this game like Rocket League and do all the flying around crap and be really good at that. It's about get some mates around and have... an impromptu bit of fun that we weren't planning on having, and it doesn't really matter who wins or loses, but we're going to laugh while we're doing it. If you can't do that, then it feels like, to your point, Adam, it's just going to peter out because it's of the moment, and then it dies.
It's like they took a lot of Mario Party minigames and made it into a Battle Pass fun kind of Battle Royale-y type situation where you play one minigame and say the 10 best go into the next round, which is a different Mario Party minigame, and so on until you get to the last 10, which is like literally an uphill race through obstacles to get the crown first. And like there was one, Adam, have you played the one that's... there's small platforms on the floor, and you have, but there's only one route.
That's pure luck.
That's pure luck, and it's so, literally trial and error.
You did that.
Stand at the start and wait for someone to do that.
Yeah, and that was the thing. Like there was when I was doing it, I was like, "Oh, we're all rushing," but then I could see some players just standing there, watching,
waiting because that's
trial and fail. Like here's the thing: the coach co-op thing, right? I feel if that existed in this game, I would be just easier on it because, as I said last night. To do that, and like it was four of us there, why we couldn't have that moment of sitting down, make some games based around that we could play. Because I know there is certain games like, there's certain games that you definitely couldn't do it in like couch co-op kind of thing. But like they should design them, and it should be a future thing because I was there kind of going, if we were able to do this right now, the chaos would be perfect for us having beers and laughing and going mad. So we just like ended up playing Overcooked 2. And that was exactly what we needed. Like that fix of just rushing madness, laughing, come over here, this is hilarious. And if we could see that in Fall Guys and, do you know, one of your friends is sitting there and he does a dive and it goes completely rogue, you'd get a fierce kick out of it. Mm. But I was sitting at home on my own playing it. And I know that sounds kind of sad, but that's what it was. I was on my own playing with complete strangers.
I think you need to be in a party in the same game world.
Absolutely.
I don't know. Like, I sound down on it. It was fun.
No, it was fun.
And it's lovely looking.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's fun of the moment, though. Like, say, if you want to play this, if you want to play this month after month, you know, keep coming back to it. It needs those extra options so that we can.
But I think they will add
fancy some. Yeah, I think and if it does, it has to.
But right now, like, if you look on Twitter, the biggest thing seems to be, and it's a jokey thing to try and do collaborations with other games to get the, because the jelly beans you play as, like, all of outfits and like one's a chicken. And I worry that almost they will believe their own hype and focus on, look at this cool new cute costume. And people, it's so cute on Twitter. But the actual game needs, like, as it progresses, look at what Fortnite does. They change the map. They progress. Like, there's cars in it. You know, like, it needs that rather than a focus on cosmetics, because what's here is fun, and I think it could be a really good base to build on. Yeah. I'm not saying, like, 4 out of 10. You know, it's a fun game, but it just... I really... Like, Adam, you nailed it for me. It's like, you play it once or twice, and you're like, okay. And then go back to something else.
Because
but
when
it hasn't
does,
got that you, party aspect of like, hey, mate's over.
It doesn't have that, and then when it doesn't have that, on top of not having, as you said, a skill based feeling.
I may be wrong there. I just don't feel like it required. There was any way I could really get better. Yeah, I don't know from what you played. Like, how could I make myself better?
Yeah.
Because although it's, I know you mentioned Gang Beasts, so I do want to just say it doesn't feel quite like that. It's not that sort of properly like flailing around. You do have control, but not like it's also not Mario. Or Meat Boy, it isn't precision based. It is loose, and that makes me wonder how you would like another thing. Unless I'm mistaken, it's another game. I don't think you can invert the camera in, and that just is a big no-no for me. Like I know you don't need
it.
I don't.
Yeah, it's not your year, is it? Really?
You don't need it, but it would be kind of nice.
It's as you said. I'd be interested to see where this stands in a month's time, and that's not to be like, I hate saying that alone because
it sounds like we're being negative. But
if there's people out there who are laughing so much and enjoying this, that's amazing. I don't know. Like, it's kind of like cool. I would love to play this with a lot of friends in the same room. That's just how I felt.
And on that note, playing with a load of friends, could move to you, Chris, for what you've been playing this week, mate.
So, yeah, surprising. No, one continuation from last week. I guess just to point out the reason why me and you are still talking this week after the podcast last week got a little bit fractious.
I don't remember that far back, mate. That's why we're still talking. I don't have a good enough memory for that.
You nearly wet yourself with your glass. That's what happened.
Nearly did that just now. I'm not even joking. I was sort of, I think I must off camera just sort of idle with my hands, and I was just sort of moving this back and forth, and then I just sort of, it went whoop a little bit. Anyway, what have you been playing?
So we've been playing some more Deep Rock Galactic, and as I say, the reason why, me and Adam are still friends is because
we need to play this.
You definitely do, mate, honestly.
Oh, it's brilliant.
It's so good. We've recruited a third person to our party in Nicola, and she has been the calming center in our otherwise fractious relationship, and has meant that me and Adam,
It's really odd how she's become the she's the driller who I was playing as that Chris would repeatedly accuse of burning him. It's really odd how when she burns him repeatedly, I would say much more than I did. He seems fine with it.
Right. So first off, she apologizes when she burns me.
As did I, but you
No. Your response was, get out of the way of my flamethrower. That's a very different type of apology.
Is that
to, I'm sorry.
Response? Is that an incorrect
See, this is what happens. If she was here, we wouldn't be arguing. Deep Rock Galactic. So obviously we introduced it last week, but this is a game that me and Adam and Nicola just keep coming back to. We keep discovering more and more in this game the more we play it. And Mick, I don't know how much you've actually kind of
he's
gone
played
into
loads,
it.
Yeah. He's played
so we're just discovering more, we're kind of leveling up our characters as we go, and discovering more areas, more enemies, more hazards of the environment. This week we've had sandy areas which have blown us halfway across the map. We've had volcanic areas which just burn you to shit and then create earthquakes and create crevices which just fall down and just ruin your life. So even just the different environments create a very different
I played a solo mission this morning, Chris, and it had double XP. Didn't even know that was a thing.
What? Solo is double XP?
No, it was just... No. So you look at the map and there's all these missions you can choose. And I thought, well, I won't do the one I'm supposed to do because we're playing together.
Yeah.
So I just did a random one. You're actually going to be seeing this as you watch the video podcast. That's why I did it. I just needed some footage. I thought I'd just try out the engineer class for a change, Chris. It's a
cracking class.
It is a real fun class.
I only play Scout. I just play...
Yeah, I like Scout.
The
there you go.
I like
see,
the grappling hook.
We need Mick. You need to get in into our foursome.
You need to buy it again... Because the Steam version isn't compatible with Windows and Xbox, you see this.
Oh, but you no, like us enough to do that, right, Mick? You'll do that.
Yeah. No.
But anyway, that mission I just randomly picked. It was like bonus boost XP. I was like, sure. You know, why not? And like that, there's a lot the game doesn't tell you. And I think that's a result of it starting in early access and probably did tell you, and now it's out. It doesn't need to tell you because
it needs to get it on Game Pass. This is the sort of game
this needs
just
to be on Game Pass.
On Game Pass.
This would, I believe, be a kind of if this popped up on Game Pass. I mean, it's not on PlayStation, but if it was, this would be a Rocket League type situation where this game would blow up.
It's really good.
It's got so much in terms of loot and cosmetics. I mean, the whole game is about mining. And I just played a mission where it was like so based, so much stuff to mine, and it's so because it's randomly generated, so you're never going to play the same. You know, there'd be similarities. But again, Chris, back to your point of how much you learn. When we were first learning the game, like doing the egg hunts, you kind of assume you do it this way. But like now, we realised actually, if you can see it on the map, just drill to it. You can just go to it, and you'll find, you know, the kind of tentacly type situation, and that suggests, oh, there's going to be an egg here. You know.
I was playing with some guy randomly the other night, and I was
dangerous.
And we were trying to get to the and we were trying.
No,
we were
I wasn't
trying
even thinking of that. I wish no, I was. Right. But no, I was just thinking it's dangerous to play with randos as well.
No, this guy was like a really high level, so like everything I was doing, he was like, dude, because I don't tend to at night play with the head. I have the headset on, but I don't talk to
That's
people.
Dangerous.
Yeah, and so I'm sitting there, and he's in the text chat. He's just going, follow me this way. Hold on. And he's like really helping me, this guy. God bless him. And then I'm like trying to get to the next area. So I'm like mining away at this wall, and I'm thinking, I'm going to break through in a minute. And I realised that down the bottom of the text, he had sent me like 8 messages saying, why are you trying to mine that way? And he was like on the other side of the map. And I was just ignoring him. And I thought, oh, shit. So, yeah. Mm. And I didn't realise that I was completely mining just a dead wall. I had no idea there was a difference.
Maybe we don't want Mick on our team.
Maybe it's sounds like a risk.
I'm handy in a fight, though. And there's no stopping him. I like the scout.
I like the obviously with Nick, obviously you have 3 and I think it'd be better with 4. I like the way you can do different kind of combinations to kind of help each other. I think that's really clever. Like you can have grapples and platforms to help each other get to areas, like, but you're not restricted by what I think if you're playing on your own, you might be a bit restricted, but with 2 or 3 of you, there's enough different options to almost overcome any sort of.
Do they all have traversal? Do they all have a traversal thing? One of them does those zip lines. Yeah, the engineer that does the zip lines.
Because the no, it's the gunner that does the zip lines.
Yeah, because
the engineers can build platforms. The flamer, what does the flamer do? The driller. Well, he can drill, so he can just drill up,
drill through stuff, drill and through create stuff. His own routes.
And
yeah,
of course, the scout has got the grapple hook, and all of those are up. Everything is upgradable. Like you can, you spend your points on, like, you know, you can make your flamethrower stronger or more fuel efficient, and then the next one down, you can every single item you use. Like, you know, as the gunner, your shield, you can change your shield so it recharges quicker or lasts longer. Like, everything is upgradable. And there's also cosmetics. Like, you know, we found a shaft for our stick, for our mining pickaxe. And then
there's loads in it,
isn't
there?
There's all this sort of stuff in here as well.
But it's all randomly generated, so you might not find one of those sort of things for a few missions.
Yeah.
Because we came across something, I came across it for the first time yesterday.
I get the feeling that there is something like that in every cave.
Yeah, I think it's there. You just stumble across it.
Yeah, we found that because you found the little machine that revealed the map locations.
Yeah.
And I found one of those before. I get the feeling there are those in, I would imagine they're in every mission.
It's just if you don't happen to go to the right corner of the map, then you're screwed.
I'll tell you what, I like, because you can play solo and you have that little drone, don't you?
Yeah,
when you play solo, that does, like, which sort of fills in for the team that's not there. But I even playing solo or playing with, like, people, for a game that's just really about, like, space dwarves mining, it's really atmospheric. Like, it's really atmospheric game.
And
when you
break
through to like a new big cavern or something, it's like, I'm really like, you just don't know what to expect through every new wall that you. It's
Chris mentioned the soundtrack. What we need to talk about the soundtrack is how the hell they get away with not being sued for the soundtrack.
Yeah.
If the
soundtrack is Stranger Things.
It's Stranger Things.
Consistently. Like, yeah. And it's so good.
Like that, literally with the synth, 80 synths.
Yeah,
it couldn't be more Stranger Things. And it's like,
I love that kind of thing.
I know. Don't get me wrong. It's brilliant. But it's also like, fucking, how did they. How? How's, maybe they just, because it's a sort of smaller game, maybe no one's told them yet, but like, I could just.
Yeah.
You have to get out. In the end, when you call down, and then you've got, like, the dropship will be here in 5 minutes or whatever, and then it's just like, fucking go. Everyone just goes. Yeah, it's just nuts.
And then your little donkey robot thing that you put the resources into decides to suddenly climb up a wall. And even though you do have the traversal techniques, you kind of require the team, and you're like, oh shit, he's gone up. Right, so someone put platform there. Chris put a platform there. I'll put the grapple hook there. Nick, drill up when you get, you know, and it is that kind of panic. Because
and you're panicking, it's just saying, you've got 4 minutes now. Now three.
Some of them you do go a lot deeper than you realise, that 5 minutes is not a long time to get back there. And then also when you're running back to the drill excavation sort of situation, you are, like, loads of the alien insecty things suddenly, they just come out of the walls. Like, and they're rolling around and they're spitting at you, and then one of them will grab you and you have to shoot him down. And
fucking grabbers, hate them.
Superb game. And genuinely, like, it came out officially this year. So that's an interesting note, isn't it?
For the game of the year conversations. Just, there you go.
I have to play.
The thing is, I played the mission solo that people will be seeing the footage from if they're watching the video version. And it's still really good, but I felt like it was really good because I knew it was really good. Like, I do think this is a game better with friends or with a team. Strongly feel that, but it's the only way I've played it. You know what I mean? This mission was, I've done a tutorial mission and I did this mission that you're seeing in solo just for to have some footage. And so I can't really be sure, but it feels to, because I've always played it co-op, the classes feel designed to help one another. You know,
soloable. It is soloable.
Oh, definitely.
But it's much better with other people.
And I think people that you can talk with as well. Like, we're all on chat saying, do that, do that. And I think obviously what you're saying about, like, the typing is probably a bit slower. But we're like, put platform there, swing there, and it's fluid and it fits and it works. It's really, really good.
I think one of the things you say about it is soloable. I think some of that would depend on which character you're picking. Like, I feel like
because I find the scout to be quite, like, the scout's quite.
But also, he grapples up. And it would be difficult to stay and mine stuff if you had to grapple up to it, if you know what I mean. Whereas with the zip lines, you can zip line up. With the engineer, you can just build a platform. You can shoot your platform gun to make a platform sort of thing. Some would be harder than others. And I think also that's mission based. Because if it's just mine something, you're just mining it. If you're hunting Gregs and you have to get around a cavern, I think that might be a bit more traversal.
I always forget you can grapple back down because you take heavy fall damage in this game,
yes,
don't you?
Yes, big time, yeah. But it also doesn't... like, the grapple hook, the mantling is slightly different to other games. Like, the grapple, you shoot it with your... It's a grapple gun, so you shoot it with your right trigger, but you have to hold it.
Yeah.
Whereas I felt like it's like almost like a Titanfall, hit the grapple and shoom, you go, whereas you know you shoot and you hold it and you grapple to it, and you can actually just stay there, I believe, and hold the grapple until you drop to and it doesn't really teach you. It's a bit weird that the tutorial is just, here's the gunner. But I will say, worth mentioning, if we haven't done it before on this podcast, I actually play as the gunner quite a bit, and it's really nice to find a class that is, you know, the generic gunner that they've made interesting. Like, he's got a shield he can drop, he's got zip lines he can. It's actually a really fun class with a massive Gatling gun on the front of him. You know, it's a terrific game, Chris, isn't it?
It's really, really good. Like you said, like, about if I've got half an hour going to this game, this is the game. Well, you had half an hour yesterday, Adam, when you were knackered and you should really go to bed. I should play one mission.
Yeah.
This is the game we tend to go to if we've got that half an hour. It's so addictive, so good. Yeah, can't get enough of it.
No, absolutely.
Definitely get it, Adam. Get it.
Yeah, I would.
Come join us. One of us.
I think it's £25, the base version. And that's if you buy it on Xbox or Windows Store, that's cross play. I hope they add it. Because the issue, mix on Steam, and Steam is not... Because the game uses Xbox's servers for multiplayer, but of course Steam uses Steam's servers for multiplayer, so it's not currently... I don't know that they could get around that, actually, unless they hook it in somehow to Steam. And I don't think people who play on Steam would be very happy about suddenly it using Xbox's servers. Let's do some listener correspondence then. And Chris, we'll start with you. G-Town Steve on Discord says, what band have you always wanted to see that you never will? He says, here's his Beastie Boys. Now, I've seen Beastie Boys live.
Oh, cool.
I saw them that year that they were playing Reading Festival with the Prodigy, and the Beastie Boys had asked the Prodigy not to play Smack My Bitch Up. Remember that? Are you old enough to remember that, everyone? Or was it just...
No, it's just you.
Okay. Chris, what band have you never seen live that you would like to see live?
Taylor Swift.
Wow.
It's not a band.
It's not a band, but she has a band.
All right. To be fair, her new album is superb. Her new album is superb.
I'm not anti-Swift, I'll be honest.
Mick, Chris, what band?
I was gonna say, I've never seen Jimmy Eat World live, and I really hate that, because I adore them.
Good live band. Loud live band.
Also imagine that it's really good live as well. So
they're loud.
Just,
very loud live these days.
So that's the one that instantly comes to mind. I'm like, oh, it's a little bit...
Did you know Jim Adkins has started his own podcast? What's it called? Something Pass Through. And he basically interviews, like, the first one's Mark Hoppus from Blink-182, and he interviews someone he knows in the industry about their songwriting process. It's quite about 45 minutes. Really good listen, actually. He's quite a good presenter. But Jimmy Eat World for you, is it?
Yeah, I think so. It's the one that came straight to mind and made me hate myself a little bit. So, yeah, that's probably the right one.
Adam?
Mine is David Bowie, Prince, and I can still see this person live now, but if I had to pick one tour that I wish I could have seen, it would have been Marilyn Manson on the Antichrist Superstar tour when he was at his absolute prime of controversy. That album is one of my all-time favorite albums anyway, but when he had the whole, like, platform ripping the Bible up kind of business, like, to see that would be just like, this is insane. So, those three.
Mick?
I don't really know, to be honest. I'm not a big fan. I like music. I'm not a big fan of, like, live.
God for that.
Yeah, you know, I think the only...
Music's all right, isn't it?
No, I'm a bit... I'm a big music fan, but I'm not, you know, I'm not into the live... thing. It's just me and crowds, I think. But I like the only band I ever really wanted to see, I've already seen, which was Matchbox 20. I really like American band. I always really, really liked them from when I was younger.
Adam's face was like emotionless through that. I felt like he was purposely trying not to sort of shiver or go, oh, for fuck's sake.
I've seen, like, Matchbox 20 as well.
I really like Matchbox 20. I always did. I really like Rob Thomas. Yeah, I really like it. Really like, yeah.
It sounds like you hate the fact that you've got it and you want to burn it, Adam.
No, I don't know why. I always liked it. I used to like that American-y, like, soft rocky stuff, because like the American Pie soundtrack and things like that. Yeah, exactly. And that was me always. Semisonic. Yeah, that was in Jimmy Eat World, all that stuff.
Don't be grouping them.
Hey, well, all right. On a fringe, okay. It's that. Well, I first heard Jimmy Eat World on an album with one of them. So that's. I used to just be one of those guys who bought all those compilations.
I suppose back then it would have been like emo rock, wouldn't it? I suppose,
yeah, and it's to, and that's what I was into.
Which is the worst
younger,
genre name for anything ever for the record. Because emo short for emotional, and that is literally every song that's ever been written should be emotional. So
I will say that when I was younger, my uncle was into. And I was a little bit things like Judas Priest. They used to listen to Anthrax and like you know Wasp and stuff. Mm. And like I always really wanted to go and see an Iron Maiden show because he used to go on about Eddie Maiden. You know when he used to bring like the
yeah
he used to have the big robot and the crazy stage shows and when I was younger. That's what I really wanted to see. I thought, fucking hell, the giant robot. It probably wasn't like that at all. That was a long time ago. But that, yeah, so I kind of would like to see something like that. But now I'm pretty boring when it comes to music. I like everything. There's not much that I don't like. And so there's not much that I'm really, really passionate for. I just kind of will listen to anything. I have mixed... I have a playlist that go from, like, Britney Spears to Eminem to... sort of Slipknot. It's just
that's fine, mate.
Just random shit.
I've seen Slipknot live as well and Rage Against the Machine the same day, actually. For me, Radiohead, but the reason I will never see them is because I don't want to anymore. I wouldn't want to see Radiohead now. Like, when they were, like, OK Computer, or even the album after, was it Amnesia? No, she was Kid A, which I despise and will always not like. I don't care. I've tried. God, I've tried to listen to that album and enjoy it, but I can't. Radiohead in their pomp. Guns N' Roses, again, not that I can't, I won't, because I don't think it would be... I don't think it could be anywhere near as good as the amount of money it would cost to see them.
See, I find I like songs rather than bands. I will latch onto a song rather than the band that sing it.
That's the worst thing you can say to a music lover. That's like...
Yeah, I can't help it. If you give me any album by anybody, I'll listen to it and there'll be... half the album that I'm not interested in, and I've just had the same five songs on.
Can I just say the face of both Adams? In fact, when you said that, just the grimacing.
Yeah. Can't help it. I'm a generalist.
I don't pretend.
Yeah, I am. I'm a generalist.
The only other one that's eluded me. I don't know if I'll never see Ben Folds. I had tickets to a gig of his when he was doing his Y Music tour with the small orchestra. And it was Brixton it was. And my back, I've had a history of bad backs, and it was like shot. Like I was on tablets that it was like, they really done me in. I couldn't drive. And it would have been, you know, driving to London would have been a good 3 hour right there and 3 hour back of the day. And I was like, no, it's Ben Folds. He does not come here that often. Here, he's not there. You know, it was still a long distance, but couldn't do it. I knew in my heart of hearts that I would not be able to withstand being sat in a car as a passenger or driving for that amount of time. I just couldn't have done it. I've also hit the point now where if a band isn't playing near me, I won't go. I've hit that age. I'm old enough now. Where
you want them to come to you? No, just
not like my back garden. Street. But like
you're that prick. So that when a band announces a tour, they're like, no.
Did you see that recently on the Biffy tour?
Because happened?
That was
they did the mini. They're doing a mini.
They've announced like a mini Fingers Run. Crossed tour, and it's Birmingham. It's the you know Birmingham, London, the standard. Southampton's one of them. Or
Newcastle's maybe there.
Yeah, the standard ones. Mm. And the first comment was like, "Oh, none in the fucking country you're from, then."
Yeah.
And they were like, "We will be doing that soon." Like it was like, "Of course they will." They're a band that is not like, "Oh no, we're not Scottish." You know, they're very much.
Yeah,
aren't they? You know, they're very proud.
Oh,
you're
playing no date in Hull.
No,
what?
No, I'm not that guy. But I'm again. I'd like to think I'm quite rational. So if a tour is announced and it's like there's none near me, it's like, oh well, fair enough then. No, I'm not going to see them this time. And
Jesus, there's that.
I don't travel distances for. I've done all that. Not being funny, man. I'm 40 next year. I've done my we went up to Wales to see the Manix, and then we drove straight down to Reading to camp for Reading Festival that weekend. And I've done all that. I've done my.
See, actually, the Manix, I would pay to see.
I have too many times.
I really would have liked to have seen the Manix.
You still can, mate. They're not dead.
No, but again, it's something from when I was younger.
They're still good. They're still good live, man. They're not as good as they were like way back when, but they are still good live. I've seen them more times than I can count on both hands now, actually twice over. And I've seen some of them I haven't paid to see, so I've seen them a lot. Thomas McInnes says...
Snuck in a hamper.
Yes. No, it was a long story. Not for this podcast. As you've aged, Mick, we'll start with you. As you've aged, what food have you had to bin off? Because quite literally, you're just too old for it.
Fucking nothing. Nothing. I still eat fucking jelly tots by the gallon. I don't... War bastards, yes. They need to rename jelly tots because I can't save face eating a bag of jelly tots.
It might be easy to just open this up to everyone here rather than go round the table or something. Mm. Because I don't think I have a single food that I'm like, oh, no, I'm too old.
There's nothing I'm too old for that now.
I can name a drink. Blue Wicked.
I struggle with this.
Because they're shit.
No, I struggle with this. My stomach hurt.
The only thing that kind of comes to mind, and Thomas won't like what I'm about to say, but like, you know, like the Highland Toffees or like the Wham bars and stuff that are just chewy as fuck. You just think, this is hard work.
Yeah, just going to pull my teeth out
This is hard work.
You just have to be careful.
Yeah, but I'd rather have something else. Like, this is what I mean. Like, I'm just too old for all that chewing shite. I'd rather have some...
shite?
No. Do you know what I mean, though? Like, I'm not too old for chewing. I'm not like a... OAP, but
put
you know
your
I mean?
Falsies in, Grandad, and by that I mean teeth for the record.
Do you remember Iron Brew bars?
I
used to just live on those things.
Yeah, they used to sell them in our tuck shop at school. You used to have loads of them, but it's like,
his head. I just want to point out for the audio,
it's all bad news, that's why, because like those things that even Chris is mentioning, the Wham bars, like Iron Brew bars, like. Fucking rat a suck a toe. Like, that is just
terrible. Yeah, but you've said that before. I get the feeling you just like sucking toes.
You like, yeah, just into toes.
I enjoy a toe, especially covered in an Iron Brew bar. But, exactly. I just, like, jelly, really fizzy jelly stuff. Just not into... Do you know what I've really started?
What about Harry Botang Fastix?
Nope. Don't want them.
All right, get out of this bloody podcast now. I can't...
You're not welcome in Deep Rock.
You can't take it. I tell you what, though, right? Like, I really can't... drink the likes of Coke and stuff anymore.
Well, full fat Coke.
Because
I will say I don't drink any full fat Cokes, but then now and again.
Fizzy
drinks, I don't drink
full
fat anything anymore. Just don't like the taste.
Also, I'd like to say Pepsi's better.
I agree.
Pepsi Max.
I agree.
Pepsi Max Cherry specifically.
I'm glad we're on the same page here, see?
I don't like Dr. Pepper. Dr. Pepper can get in a bin. I'm not interested in it.
Let's not say stuff we can't take back.
I don't intend to take it back.
You drink Monster, though, so we can't really...
That's also chronic.
I've got a legitimate, actual answer for this.
Go on.
This is drink again, but a drink I've had to bin off because I'm quite literally too old for this shit. Lilt. I'm not allowed Lilt because the medication I'm on means I can't have grapefruit, so I can't have Lilt, and I miss Lilt.
Got grapefruit in it?
Well, this is not the point, mate.
I love Lilt. Lilt's my favourite.
I find when I drink Lilt that I get very phlegmy.
I can't remember, mate. It's been nearly 10 years. I just find there's a lot of syrup
just wedged in my throat.
Well, it's a fizzy drink that's flat, right? It's flat from what I remember.
No,
it's I have to flatten it. I flatten every fizzy drink. I have to shake it up.
What? I'm sorry.
I don't like fizzy drink. I like fizzy drinks.
No,
I get abused for my stuff.
I shake every drink and let it go.
You get a spoon. Do you get a spoon?
You see, the thing is, he's sort of smirking.
You should do that. Get a spoon and stir it. It'll make it go flat quicker.
No, honestly, if I get a bottle of anything...
Stuff that normally is the answer, but if stuff is like really fucking fizzy, then I'll give it a stir.
A fizzy drink that's really fit.
I can't remember, mate. I drink water most of the time. I don't know what
you're saying. No, I find Tizer. Tizer is fucking hella fizzy.
Tizer
has a different fizzy level from everything else.
Tizer.
At work, he's got a big mountain of Tizer cans. Every time he has a Tizer, he puts me on.
Hang on. I'm wrestling the control of this podcast back. Mick, just to be clear, you are saying. Let's say this glass, sorry for the listeners, is Tizer. The fucking why not, we're there. The bottle that preceded being poured into it, you would get hold of, shake vigorously, set aside.
No, I don't set it aside. I eke the gas out. Oh, right. I shake it.
That's a skill. That is a skill.
And then I eke the gas out. And then once that first initial gas has shaken out, then
so when you and your wife drinkable. Were first together, presumably were just boyfriend and girlfriend, and you first moved. Did you move in together before you got married?
Yes.
Okay, so you first moved in, and mm-hmm. you get the getting to know you stage where you still sort of silently do the farts and go, oh, I don't know, well, me, you know what the one Adam
ended within 3 months.
Well, yeah, I suppose I do, but Jesus.
Yeah, you know the phase I'm talking about where you're still
the honeymoon phase,
if you like. You at some point did the shopping with your good lady, and you get home and right, there's the bottle of Pepsi, and then they're just gonna put that in. And what did she ever just? Or maybe she does it too, and that's the secret of your marriage.
This is the thing, right? I used to when I was at school. We used to get cans of milk, cans of Coke, whatever, and we used to down them. And we used to, you'd pop the can, and then you'd neck it. Yeah, but you'd neck it in, and you'd try and do it in like 12 seconds or whatever, and then you'd be like, for the next God knows what. Well, Jesus. So I used to like my fizzy drinks, big time. But when me and Liv got together, I used to get it out, and she'd always say, that's too fizzy for me. She'd always say, I'll have that in a bit when it's gone flat. So, being a chivalrous gentleman, I said, fuck it, I'll take care of this, babe.
Yeah.
You stand back.
Watch me shake the bottle, shook it up, fizz this drink for you.
She said, you can't open it, I'll go everywhere. I said,
I haven't met Nick fucking Fraser, love.
You know nothing.
And then I sat, and so
it was for her I did it. So, but I really like, and I'm
romantic,
honest, I
is what you're saying.
Yeah, I like guzzling stuff, and I can't guzzle it.
Oh, was it ever a thing though for you? Because it was for me anyway, growing up, that like if I was ever ill as a kid, it was just a given. My mother used to flat 7 up.
I used to get Lucozade when I was ill. Was like a cure all.
Yeah, and it also like, get that wasn't down, yeah. because no, like the idea of I've got tonsillitis, here's some Lucozade. It's fizzy. No thanks. We need to move away from fizzy drinks.
You need...
go on, Chris. Go on.
I was just gonna say you should flatten it, mate. Then it'd be fine.
Yeah, but much better. Shake the old Lucozade. There's your dad there with your mum.
An art to it.
Little Mick, you've got terrible tonsillitis. You're gonna have to have them out. Hang on, let me just shake this fucking Lucozade bottle. Here you go, down the hatch. In a platform game about your life, Adam Carroll, what would the levels be like? Obviously, you'll have snow and lava, but what else? Would Adam Carroll collect Pringles sandwiches en route to the giant M&M bowl?
Oh my God.
Your cool spot is what you're saying, I think.
That's
oh, of course. Cool, I haven't thought about cool spot in ages. You just
I don't know why I did.
Yeah.
Drop that one.
Wow.
In.
That was
it's probably
that was
because
an
I am
blast
feeling
from the
anything
past.
But cool right now. So,
a platform level where the clothes are Pringles. Cool spot,
yes.
And then, like, the lava is actually M&M's. I'd be fucking jumping straight into that lava.
I think there's a better answer than that. I don't think we can top that. He's like, he's given us it, and it's there.
Yeah.
I dared not answer it.
Well, let's go back to Chris Hyde then and say, what are your favourite simple pleasures? Is it a walk by the sea and a nice poo in the morning? And he says, and I saved this one, because he says, please don't allow Mick Fraser to answer this, because he will just lower the tone.
Where does this come from? I'm not that bad.
I don't know, Mick. Well, hours of podcasting.
Right, simple pleasures. Yeah, you guys answer this one.
Yeah, we'll come to you if it's...
All time been... number one.
Yeah.
If you say my mum, I'm just going to walk off.
You brought her up, mate. Yeah.
All right, well, we'll see what he says when it comes to him. Simple pleasures. Okay. I do like a poo, but I think if
who
I...
Right?
I mean, exactly.
Right, yeah.
I don't really like us.
Yeah, but you had like 18 Guinnesses last night or something, so I don't think I'd like your poo either.
Yeah.
In fact, we shouldn't talk about it too long in case you need one. I think it's a. Moving on, Chris. What non-pooing? I never thought I'd say that on this podcast.
Non-pooing. I like a good coffee. I suppose all the obligatory hug from my wife and my daughter. Yada yada yada. A good coffee in the morning. That sorts me out. I like that. Doing more iced coffees recently though, because Christ, can't have a coffee in this heat. But
holy shit, oh my!
Yeah, so a load of iced coffees at the moment. That's probably my one that I think
Where,
about
how,
right
what
now.
What are you using for your iced coffee? What's your iced coffee?
So sometimes
them or making them.
No, making them. If I'm in a rush, I'll do something really outrageous and just kind of make a mini espresso, put a load of milk and ice cubes in it because I need one right now. But
posh Chris.
If Zoe's making them, she'll say she needs half an hour warning. She'll make a proper coffee, stick it in the fridge, then blitz the ice up with milk and some maple syrup, and I've got like some flavoured syrupy coffee. It's amazing, but I'm like, I wanted a coffee half an hour ago, but you know, forgive a
wow,
fair one.
You ungrateful prick.
I am an absolute cunt. I know
that's
that.
That's awful. That's half an hour preparation. Well, yeah, sorry, love. Half an hour ago, I've had.
Do you sit there tapping your foot like
yeah,
fucking coffee?
Yeah, so ringing my bell, going. Yeah.
He's got a buzzer just under his desk.
Yeah. No, don't put it in the fridge. Nervous. Don't put it in the fridge. Put it on the desk.
Yes, can't drink it from there.
So yeah, I don't know why she's with me. Yeah, I don't know why she's with me.
I think that all the time about my wife, not yours. Adam, before Mick,
probably a coffee, and then.
Oh wow, we're all coffees.
I love a sandwich.
Is
a Pringle sandwich.
A pleasure? Is it a simple pleasure?
It
sandwich?
Because
you have to
pleasure.
Go off and make a sandwich.
Oh, it's simple.
I tell you what, a simple pleasure is a crisp sandwich. Not a Pringle sandwich, but a sandwich with some crisps in.
I haven't had a crisp sandwich in a long
time. Oh, you need to get on that.
Yeah.
Just a cheese sandwich with some, just some grilled steak McCoy's or something.
A crisp sandwich.
Wait, what? Down. Wait, why would you not put cheese and onion crisps in a cheese sandwich?
Oh, no, you see, the contradiction of flavours is what will set your world alight, mate. Get some grilled steak McCoy's.
My world's all right at the moment. I don't need a steak.
I have Marmite sandwiches with salt and vinegar crisps.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah,
I was going to say I'd get behind that, and I start thinking about it a bit more, and Adam's face is, if he's turning his nose up at it, I think that sounds maybe...
The guy regurgitates Pringles like a bird. He's not really a...
A sandwich or a coffee, then, Ads? What? How do you have your black coffee now, Matt, aren't you?
I'm always kind of black coffee. Or else I'd have... this is going to be typical, but I like coconut flat whites.
Oh my, well, that's posh.
Because I don't drink any dairy milk at all.
Chocolate or...
No, I don't have dairy ever. I don't ever put
milk. I was just thinking of you melting dairy milk then, sorry.
That'd be unreal.
You've got a reputation. Now that would be good, yeah. No, that's such
a I love a pizza too. I love ordering a pizza. When a pizza arrives,
when it looks good.
I had it last night, and I was looking at it, and I was like, I'm very happy. I remember actually saying that to the pizza.
This is good.
I remember looking
at the
pizza.
Sorry,
you said that to the pizza.
I did say it to the pizza,
that's
and then
I thought
one of the lads went, you just told the pizza that you're very happy. And I was like, because I actually am.
Right. Yeah, and then he said, well, to be fair, you had 18, Guinnesses or whatever.
And it was great, because I ate a good over half of it. Oh, then I went away, and we went into the next room. We were just... jogging on the cans, whatever, and then I went to the bathroom, and then I came out of the bathroom and I saw there was more pizza left, and I was like, this
good
is
stuff.
The best day ever.
I'm gonna add to your pizza. And I'm gonna say a good pizza, but when you've ordered enough, or there's enough there that you're like, there's gonna be no hassle over this pizza, there's enough here. I can see right now there's enough pizza here. No one's going without, no one's going hungry, no one's gonna be like, no, you have the last slice, secretly going, fucking hate you so much.
Yeah,
I wanted that, I'm still hungry.
To elevate it one level again, morning after pizza?
No, not for
what
me.
Are people's thoughts?
Lunch
no, I don't
pizza.
Like I don't, yeah.
Lunchtime. Stick it in the oven to warm it back up. Bit of barbecue
sauce. Yeah, I have to warm it up. I can't eat cold food from the night before.
Can I jump in there, right, and say that, I have had situations where my sister would get a pizza, it arrives hot or whatever, and she
goes
stone cold.
What?
I used to know somebody who'd order the pizza and then pull the cheese off.
Why?
Throw the cheese because he didn't like the cheese,
vegan.
But he liked the taste. No, not vegan. He just did, and honestly, I watched him do this. We all ordered. It was on my stag do actually, or the drinks we had at someone's house, and we ordered pizza. Came and literally, he opened up the pizza and in front of all of us, he just peeled the cheese off his pizza and then threw it in the bin and then ate the pizza.
I know. He didn't eat pizza.
No, he ate
the bread
soggy tomato bread.
Yeah. Yeah, and I went. What the fuck are you doing? Like, I was really, really.
You should have hit him, Mick. Like, be honest.
I wanted to hit him.
I'm angry just hearing it.
What? I was so angry. I was like, you idiot! You just paid fucking whatever that was. I don't know what pizza cost 15 years ago, but oh man, absolutely just uncalled for behaviour.
Back to the question, I suppose. A nice latte with maybe a little bit of caramel in there.
I hate syrups.
I know, I understand it. I wouldn't always go there. Just a nice latte.
Did you say you had a coconut flat white?
He did, but I'm just going to let it go because I'm hot.
That's coconut drink,
It's a syrup drink.
Coconut
syrup.
Syrups. All those kind of... I don't know why I'm doing that.
Sorry.
I'm gonna say that actually Thomas, who asked this question, has hit on one of mine. I'm walked by the sea. We are very fortunate where I live to live quite near a beach. I'm not in the weather that we are currently dying in, but when there's a breeze and it is warm, like a late afternoon, late early evening walk with the dog and my wife and the kids on the beach, and you look at the sky and you want to take photos of it, even though you live there. and you just think, yeah, this is all right. And I will also say, and this is a real simple pleasure because, like, it's not expensive, just a nice cold beer from the fridge, like, and it just goes down smoothly. And like, I've become a bit old man, and the simple pleasures are kind of everything to me because I've lived enough stress that are just these little things are just so. Like, I had a couple of drinks yesterday. I just want to lower my voice a little bit. I had a couple of drinks yesterday, and I watched a bit of telly, and I felt at peace with the world. Until it got fucked up later. We won't worry about that. Yeah. Mick, do you want to answer this, or are you genuinely going to destroy the tit? Because I'm assuming you're just going to shout titties. Like, at
no,
the top of
I mean, voice. I like a good wank like anyone, you know.
Well, of course, that's a given, and that's not always a simple pleasure. Combine it with the poo, and...
Yeah, I mean, they can be... There are different levels of that. You know, they can be they can be quite complex operations.
They can when you've got four kids, mate. You've got
I mean, sometimes there's some stealth involved.
Oh, mate, I don't want to think about that, really. I don't really want to think about you sneaking off to the bathroom. Busy with the Xbox, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
You got the Switch.
You're busy. You don't come in the fucking bathroom.
I don't need long.
Come in Daddy's garage. This is Daddy's special place.
No, Daddy comes in his garage.
Daddy's podcasting. Yeah. Anyway, look, I did that deliberately.
What is in that
because
bag behind you, out of interest? I assume it's just jazz magazines.
I got rid of all those. I've got the internet now. Yeah.
What's your mix? Simple pleasures. Come on. Simple pleasures.
Okay. Simple pleasure. To be dead honest,
I think you ought to be after that crassness.
I like. Can't even do it. I can't even be honest. Just, and normal.
You've got to be normal. Just be
normal.
Simple
pleasure. Right. Honestly, apart from just putting my feet up with my wife, like, because I'm busy a lot at work.
I know.
Come home, kids. I love. At about 8:30, 9 o'clock, the kids go to bed. The wife and I will get on the couch and we'll put something on. And we don't watch telly. We don't have Sky and channels like that. We just use Netflix and things. But
channels?
No, you know what I mean. We don't have Sky TV and we don't have... We just have stream. We just stream, right? But we'll just watch the same shows some nights over and over again. We'll just put Brooklyn Nine-Nine on, or we'll put... a few episodes of, I don't know, The Middle. We watched The Middle. I don't think any of you guys know that show.
I know The Middle, yeah.
And that, for me, some nights, that's just it. That little bubble that we get into where we're just on the couch, the kids are in bed, everything's quiet, I'm not thinking about work or stress. So honestly, that as a straight answer, without being filthy, and I really like some evenings at this time of year, I like to come out and sit on the back garden steps with like a cider when the kids are in bed and the sun's still up, and it's not because we have bats in our garden. I don't know if they live near our house. We've got horses on the field right outside our house. So you can see them there. They're 10 feet away. And so they attract animals. We get foxes out there and all sorts. And I'll quite happily come and sit on the back step at night when it's just the sun is just going down, it's twilight, and the bats come out, and I sit and watch the bats fly, and honestly, they get used to you being there, and they'll flip right down next to you, and that's a simple pleasure. I sit with a bottle of cider and I just chill out.
Well, the last question is one I'm going to answer for everyone, and we're going to get out of here because at this point it is excruciatingly hot where I am. I can't speak for everyone else. I'm actually melting.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Melted from the waist.
Which of the following Scottish delights would you like to see available in England? And the choices are Iron Brew, Square Sausage, Haggis, Empire Biscuits, Pineapple Cakes, Tablet, or Good Edible Chips. The answer is Empire Biscuits. And if you haven't had one, you need to have an Empire Biscuit. And that's it. That's the end of the questions period.
You can get Iron Brew, can't you, still down here? Or is it only
you can.
Energy version?
Tastes of sweets. Whatever. That is a podcast this week. If you've enjoyed this podcast, you can go to patreon.com/godisageek, where there are tiers that get you this early and you get extra podcasts. We're aware we owe you 4 copper episodes. There's an explanation coming about that, and we'll be back on that soon. But otherwise, you can follow us on all social medias and just type in God is a Geek. You will find us somewhere. That's it for this week. Thank you to Chris, to Adam, to Mick, and to me for being here as well. And to everybody else, we will see you, or you will hear us, next week, or whenever you choose to listen. Bye-bye for now. We'll be right back.